This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra is still preaching on the series titled Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Yesterday he shared on what leadership is all about, and today he continues. Let's join in.
When Jesus went to heaven and he came back, in John 21 verse 15, he asked Peter a question. He said, Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter said unto him, Lord, you know that I love you. Then he said, feed my sheep. He said, I made you an apostle. You are catching fish. You are not doing the work. He said, concentrate on your responsibility. Then he asked him the second time in verse 16, lovest thou me? Peter said, you know that I love you. He repeated the same thing that Peter said, feed my sheep. Peter was repeating what Jesus had told him that leadership is. It is what? A responsibility. Three times Jesus told him that thing. 17, Jesus asked him again, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Then he said, feed my sheep. What I like is he said to him, lovest thou me more than these? Which means that he was comparing the work with other things. What were the other things? The boat was there. The disciples were there. The sea was there. And as usual, they were eating fish and bread. So he pointed to the fish and bread. He said, I'm comparing this fish and bread with the work. Which one do you love? Then he said, listen, concentrate. Tell somebody, concentrate. Tell somebody, being a husband is a responsibility. Being a wife is a responsibility. A businessman is a responsibility. I want to give you some definitions of the word responsibility so that we understand what leadership is clearly. Number one, the word responsibility, it means accountability. Tell somebody, accountability. If you say you must make accounts, what it means is that you must be able to explain yourself. It's a level of accountability which every man must aspire to, which is called personal self-accountability. Do you know that accountability helps you to make the good decisions? For example, if you are working in a place and you know that your boss is going to demand a certain report by 10 a.m., because your boss is going to demand it and because he pays you and because you have to explain yourself, you may sit up all night and prepare that report. So what it means is that that accountability is actually affecting your performance and you are doing better because you are accountable to someone. Accountability. But what about if the action you are about to take, you are not accountable to anybody. You are just accountable to yourself. That is where many people fail. The inability to render proper accounts to themselves. When all forms of pressure has been taken away. That is why I believe many people attempt business and they fail. Business is one of the professions that many people enter and many people fail. The reason is that if you start your own business, one of the things that you need to succeed is self-accountability. Otherwise, as soon as you start making profits, you start buying cars and taking foolish decisions. And before you realize, all the capital is wiped out. And then there's a 21-day prayer and fasting. And you say, the demons in your village, they are worrying you. A lack of accountability. You must be able to regulate yourself. It's very, very, very important. One of the things that drives people crazy is money. Especially money that can be taken without any problem. That is why in Africa, you realize that even people in political positions, they cannot develop the place. Because when the money comes, they lack self-accountability. They can't control themselves and regulate themselves. To be a good student, you need good self-accountability. You must be able to tell yourself, I sleep at 10, I wake up at 4, and I learn every day. Your mother is not there. Your father is not there. It's only you and your classmates, Oskolombo, Sadi Hayes, Diskichis, Bobote, and Apalagoma. You must be able to account to yourself. It is that thing that makes the difference between good students and bad students. There are students who are very intelligent, but because of a lack of self-accountability, they are never able to make it. If you are a husband, you need it. To have a good marriage, you need it. You must be accountable to yourself and to God. There must be a higher power, God, above your life that you are accountable to. And when you have that higher power over your life, and because you subscribe to that higher power, every action of yours will be ruled by God Himself. And it helps you to control your anger, control your money, control your emotions, and to be a good husband or a good wife. Somebody say accountability. And it is very important for you to be able to lead yourself well to have this kind of thing in you. Accountability. In Matthew chapter 25, three servants were given talents. 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. When the Lord came back, one servant could not account for it. Do you know what the Lord said? He said, cast him into outer darkness. In verse 30, he said, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you fail to be accountable to yourself, a higher power will come from somewhere and come and punish you. Something else will come after a long time to come and judge you. Very critical. With your finances, be accountable to God. When you are alone, be accountable to God. You will always make the right decisions. A man must learn to police himself. But let me tell you something about God. In order to know what is in your heart, one day he will leave you alone in the wilderness with the devil to find out what is in your heart. Number 2, it means to accept blame. Somebody say blame. There's one thing I always find interesting about American and European culture. Every time there's a problem, somebody will resign. And I say, hey, if it were me, I won't resign. No. You see, but it's good leadership. What is happening is that they are accepting blame. Hey, the least problem, when the U.S. coach, as soon as Ghana beat U.S., he announced he has resigned. When there is a problem somewhere, as soon as the thing happens, somebody will come and say, I have resigned. The ability to accept blame. But we are leaders, don't accept blame. They say, external forces. Tell someone the external forces. Do you know where it started? It started on an individual level. Me fearful, hear me. External forces. And people grow with it. If you want to lead yourself well, accept responsibility means the ability to accept blame. One thing we must do is that you must be able to accept blame. You must blame yourself for marrying such a wife. You must blame yourself for marrying such a husband. You must blame yourself that your business has failed. When you are not happy, don't blame your husband. Blame yourself. Why are you not happy? There are some women who think that their entertainment is the duty of their husband. Your husband is not an entertainment prefect. He's your husband. So if you are not happy, do what? Blame yourself. May I hear your amen like a thunder? Blame yourself. Somebody said, is there witches in my family? Blame yourself for allowing the witches to be able to move freely like that. Blame yourself. What about the power of God? What about the fact that Jesus died for you? What about the fact that the name of Jesus, at the mention of that name, every knee should bow? Blame yourself. As long as you are able to blame yourself, means you don't have any excuse. That is when you begin to rise. In Luke 15, let's read one scripture, we close. It talks about the prodigal son. And this man's life, he lost all his money. He became very broke. But what I like about him was that he didn't blame anybody. We are told that it was prostitutes that spent his money. In Luke chapter 15, verse 17, this is what he said. And when he came to himself, poverty will always make you come to yourself. There are some people, if they have money, you can't advise them unless they become poor. And as soon as they become poor, you advise them, Kojo, what's it? Oh, mate, what's it, mate? Let the money come. It's like they are high on cocaine. You can't advise them again. They are off. I had a friend like that. When he has money, you can't, you won't even find him, even to advise him. I mean, even to see him. You won't see him. He will be going on blowing the money. When the money finishes, you come and sit down. I'm going to advise you. Next time you have money, he said, I swear, next time I have money, I won't behave like that again. When the money comes, it's gone. So sometimes God brings you to poverty so that you do what? You come to yourself. 17, he says, and when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? 18, he said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He said, I blame myself. This man's money was actually depleted by women. But he could have been walking around saying that women are witches. He never said it. He could have said it's from demons. He never said it. He could have said it was his father. He never said it. He could have said it was his friends, because he had friends he was partying with. As soon as money got finished, they all ran away. He didn't blame his friends. He didn't say, oh, nipa ya bad. No. He said, listen, all this thing that has happened, I blame myself. This morning, if you are broke, blame yourself. If you are not anointed, blame yourself. If you don't have a place to sleep, blame yourself. It's time for us to take personal responsibility. In Africa, everything that happens to us, we blame others. Whereas in the developed world, somebody resigns as soon as something goes wrong. It shows you our understanding of leadership. Once we don't blame ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, we will rise up. We will rise up. If you stop blaming yourself, stop blaming other people, you will take charge of your own life. Somebody told me, me auntie, wajin yajin, not the man in bad. Nim money na ya fine. Yeah, the yajin wusa. You see. And I said, is he said that my auntie spiritually has removed our brains and shed our brains for his children. So all his children are intelligent. And my mother's children, we are all stupid. I have one question. Why did you allow somebody to take your brain? That's my first question. And if somebody has gone for your brain and you know the person, what do you do? Go for it. May I hear a loud amen? Put your hands together, speak close. Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Sir, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for my husband who has successfully completed his PhD and had been job hunting for almost a year without success. You pray for him, and soon after, he got 3 job interviews. Now he's working as a biodiesel research manager with a big company. Thank you for your prayers. May the Lord continue to bless you.
Greatness.
More you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord to be great.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakor Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakorbaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.